Here with us now, Day-to-Day's personal finance contributor, Michelle Singletary. Michelle, welcome back.
Thank you very much.
We've got listener email. Here's one from Carl Chelly of Chapel Hill, North Carolina. He says, I got a one-time payment of $7,000 for a project that I've done. I've worked on outside my normal salary. We currently owe $22,000 on a home equity loan. We have not contributed to our Roth accounts for this year, and the accounts have $8,000 in them. And we're having our first baby next month. A lot of going on in these lives here. What should we do with the $7,000? Michelle, what do you think?
First of all, a lot of times when people earn income out of their salary, which, you know, is already being taxes being taken out of, they forget to set aside money for taxes. He's got to make sure that money's set aside to pay that taxes, especially with a new baby. I would encourage this person to sit down with a tax professional to make sure how much they may need to set aside of that $7,000, if any. The next thing I would do is they've got a new baby. I would probably set a little bit of that aside for some savings because people don't realize how much comes with a baby, and then to attack that home equity line of credit like no tomorrow. So I would focus on trying to get rid of that debt so they can free themselves of as much debt as possible so they can focus on their finances and that little baby.
Here is another email. This is from Bobby Shannon, Red Bank, New Jersey. It goes like this. I recently received $10,000 from a will. What should I do with the money? I'd like to save it, but I'm unsure of the best way to do this. I'd rather not leave it in a basic savings account because I'm undisciplined and know I would end up spending it. Any suggestions?
I'm so glad this listener is asking this question before spending this windfall. So many people get this kind of money and go out and spend it right away. So it's great that they're thinking about this already. Listen, you got to get discipline in this market, in this economy with prices rising. You need to have some money put aside. So you should set up some obstacles to prevent you from tapping into that money. So find, if not a credit union, a bank that, you know, doesn't charge you to have a, you know, savings or checking account. And then don't get an ATM card with it. Find one that has one or two branches. So it's in far away from your house. So you have to like drive to get your money. And then, you know, just a high yielding savings account is a good place to put this. If you've got any debt, especially credit card debt, I would pay that down. So I'd put a little bit in an emergency fund. You know, listen, start off with a month's worth of expenses if you don't want to go the 3 months route right away. And then if you've got any debt, pay that down. If you have no debt, set up your emergency fund. And then you may be able to use some of that money to boost your retirement savings, or if you've got kids, your college fund for your kids. So there are a lot of steps to take care of this windfall, but don't spend it right away.
Bobby says, I have $55,000 in student loan debt. That's a lot of money, although people carry even more these days. Isn't that a fairly cheap loan? Should you try to pay that off with this windfall of money or not?
Because this person has so much student loan debt, I would put a little bit aside for emergency, and then I would dump the rest of it on a student loan. And I know people are out there like crazy, like, oh, student loan debt is so cheap. But debt is debt. It's a weight. And I'm telling you, if you lost your job or you become disabled or something, you'll be glad not to have that student loan debt. So, you know, hey, put about $2,000 away in an emergency fund and what I call a life happens fund for like if your car breaks down and things like that. And then put the rest of it, $8,000, right on that student loan debt. And get rid of it as fast as you can.
Michelle Singletary writes the Color of Money column for the Washington Post. She's Day-to-Day's personal finance contributor. We're taking more questions for Michelle at our website. Go to npr.org/daytoday and click on Contact Us. Michelle, always good answers. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, I forgot the subject line part. When you contact us, put Michelle in the subject line, okay? Thank you. NPR's Day-to-Day continues.